Israeli troops pushed deeper into Gaza today on a mission to destroy Hamas rocket launching sites and tunnels. This is the first major Israeli ground offensive in Gaza in more than 5 years, and it follows more than 2,000 airstrikes against Gaza, which failed to stop Hamas from firing its rockets into Israel. Shahadi Al-Kashif is with the BBC's Arabic service. He's in Gaza City. And Shahadi, what can you tell us about what it's like there and the fighting today?
Well, it's a very bad situation in here in Gaza. The Israeli artillery shells are still fired to Gaza, to east of Gaza area, and also in north of Gaza Strip, in the areas of Beit Lahia, Beit Hanun, and also in east of Jabalia, which is the people in there, the residents, start to evacuate their homes and come into the central of Gaza City and Jabalia City. Also, the UN said that more than 30,000 from the Palestinians leave their homes under a heavy fire from the Israeli, heavy bombing from the Israeli army that start the offensive, the land offensive operation against Gaza. And now they are based in the 34 UN schools in the central of Gaza City, without any supplies, without any chance to get help before 10 days from here. Anyway, the situation also in the ground, we can say that Gaza is get fire from the sky, from the land, and also from the sea, because the Israeli boats participate in yesterday until now to shelling, to fire shellings in the Gaza City and also in the northwest of Gaza Strip. The resident in there, you know, they call us in here and our bureau in Gaza to say where we should go. There is no safe places to go Gaza without shelters, and also there is no any sign from the Israeli army to the people where they should go if they ask them to leave their homes from yesterday until now.
And we should say there is a fence that surrounds all of Gaza, both along the Israeli border and along the Egyptian border. It's not as if people who live there can flee the country in a case like this.
That's right, because Gaza is not ready for this kind of escalation. I mean, the people in here, they lived in a very small area. We're talking about 1.8 million from the Palestinians, over 70% from the refugees. And also, we can say that the situation before this escalation is very bad. Gaza, more than 500,000 of the Palestinians without water for more than 5 days in here. And there is no electricity for more than 8 hours in a day. And also, in the same time, Gaza without fuel, Gaza without any chance to anybody to leave this area to run away from Gaza. So the situation that just looked like a jail, but it's a very big jail in here.
Well, let's listen to Mark Regev, the spokesman for the Israeli government. He spoke to the BBC earlier today.
It has to be stressed. We didn't want this round of fighting. Israel accepted the Egyptian proposed ceasefire 2 days ago. We accepted it yesterday. It's Hamas that has condemned both sides to the continuation of the fighting.
What is Hamas saying about Israel's new offensive?
Well, Hamas said that Gaza is under aggression. That was what Sami Abu Zuhri, Hamas spokesman, said. He also added that Gaza now get more than 5,000 Israeli airstrikes. More than 20,000 from the Palestinian homes is destroyed partly or completely from the Israeli bombing. And we're talking about 272 Palestinian had been killed. We're talking about 2,000 and more from Palestinian is get injured. About 80% from them is from civilians. So Gaza cannot accept any kind of calm agreements if Gaza did not get any guarantees that Israel will, you know, stop the siege and put an end to the siege on Gaza.
But of course, Israel is saying we're going to do this until Hamas stops firing rockets into Israel.
When we ask Hamas leaders about that, they said that Hamas signed agreement with all the Palestinian faction with Israel in 2012, and they said that we already was commitment of the calm for more than 2 years, but Israel did not give anything to Gaza through that period.
How are people doing in general? Can you go out on the streets right now in Gaza?
After 10 days from the Israeli operation, they allowed to the people to go just for 5 hours. This was from UN initiative between both sides, Israel and Hamas. But this is not enough because the people need to get money from the banks, and the banks is also closed, and people need to reach to the markets. But there is no any transportations in Gaza City. And also there is no food because the farmers cannot reach to their farms because it's very close to the Israeli borders, and this is still under bombing from 12 days. So the situation is really very bad. That's what the Palestinians said in here.
Are there Israeli soldiers out on the streets?
No Israeli soldiers. All what we can see, there is a high smokes from the area in north and east of Gaza City. I think the operation is start yesterday, but the tanks is still very close from the borders. So the residents in the area, which is very close from the borders, is very scared that tonight the tanks could, come into to their neighbors, which is it's not ready for this kind of offensive.
That's Shahadi Al-Kashif with the BBC's Arabic service speaking with us from Gaza. Shahadi, thank you.
Thank you.